Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
House District, where incumbent Republican Tim Hugo eked out a 106-vote victory over Democrat Dante Tanner last month. Cameron Sasnett is General Registrar of Fairfax County.
Ultimately, once all the precincts are rerun and the numbers are retallied, that is presented to the court. And the court will issue a final determination as to what the actual vote is.
Today's recount is the first of four that'll determine which party will have control of the Virginia House. Two men were shot last night outside a McDonald's restaurant in Germantown. It happened around 6:20 on Gunners Branch Road. Both are hospitalized. No word on their conditions. Police may be looking, they say, for two suspects. And Montgomery County police may have had contact with a 17-year-old Bethesda boy just hours before his death over the weekend. Police say officers were called to a home to break up a party where underage kids were drinking. 17-year-old Naveed Saperi may have been one of those teens, authorities say. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,505. The Nasdaq at 68,62. Sports, the Wizards rally but lose in Brooklyn. The Caps beat Colorado. College basketball, Maryland wins. George Mason loses. WMAL News Time, 504. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Where do you stand? Find out on Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish.
Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Early ride, your bill checking out fine. No problems, Virginia. 95, 395 looking at the main and HOV lanes wide open. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. 270, here we come out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. All clear, both directions actually. Beltway, Maryland, good, quiet through Silver Spring and no problems getting to the Beltway. Route 4, Route 5. And in town, also looking good. Do have a heads up on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Wind advisory in effect. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much colder air now settling in. Factor in the wind, and it's a chilly start. Cold finish today, 37 with gusty winds out of the west. We're out of flurries or snow showers tonight, 32. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 19 in Stafford, 19 in Rockville, 23 degrees in Washington. A stunning victory for Democrat Doug Jones in Alabama. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. 5:07 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up 6:35 this morning, Cal Thomas joins us. 7:05 will be joined by Fox News Channel's James Rosen. 7:15, E.W. Jackson, he's running for Senate in Virginia. We'll chat with him about his candidacy this morning. And then at 8:05, we'll be joined by the Washington Examiner's Byron York, all ahead this morning on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais. In today for the vacationing Mary Walter, Daniel Halper. Daniel, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Nice to have you, sir. Tell us real quickly, what's on your CV? What's your job these days?
I'm a contributing editor to the Washington Free Beacon.
There you go. I like that Free Beacon.
Yeah.
Good people. All right. Thank you very much, Daniel. Doug Jones winning it yesterday. Holy cow.
As we approach this history, as we approach this crossroads, we have work to do. We have work to do in this state to build those bridges within this state, to reach across with those that didn't vote for us to try to find that common ground.
That's right. So Democrat Doug Jones walking away with a victory yesterday after that hotly contested race to ultimately replace Jeff Sessions, by the way. That's what this was all about, replacing Jeff Sessions now, who's the attorney general. But that race leading to a Doug Jones victory, a Democrat winning in Alabama, a thing that hasn't been done since 1992. You've got Jones winning 49.9% of the vote, Roy Moore clocking in 48.4%. percent of the vote, 1.5 point difference, far from that half point difference that would have been needed in order to trigger a recount in the state, and that's led basically everyone involved to be satisfied that Doug Jones is the victor here,
except for Roy Moore,
right,
who has yet to concede and still believes that he still has a fighting chance.
Right. So Doug Jones set to actually be sworn in the new session, according to Mitch McConnell. They're going to wait until the beginning of next year to swear Doug Jones in, giving Luther Strange a little bit more time as a U.S. senator in order to help get some of those key legislative items done before the end of the year, including tax reform, including getting a budget done, all sorts of things that are still on the Senate legislative agenda that have to be done. And there's all the more pressure now that a Democrat is en route from Alabama to the United States Senate. And the question I have this morning for you, as you've spent so much time watching this race, is who's to blame? Who's to blame for Roy Moore winning in a state that a Republican has no business losing in? Sorry, losing in a state that a Republican has no business losing in. How did this happen? How did Doug Jones, a Democrat who ran with the outspoken support of Barack Obama in Alabama, win this seat? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Look, I think obviously you have to give a lot of blame to Roy Moore, who was a historically bad candidate. Obviously, there was charges of pedophilia and lewd actions when he was a 30-year-old or in his 30s to teen women. That obviously hampered him. But even without that, he was a bad candidate who said crazy things that people didn't like. I think if you start looking at the exit polls, if you black men, 12% of the vote, but black women, 18% of the vote combined, so that's 30% of the vote, and you know, 95% of that vote, according to exit polls, went to the Democrat, Doug Jones. I think that's very clearly a repudiation of Roy Moore, and that, in a way, is the most simple explanation for how Doug Jones, the Democrat, was able to win in Alabama.
It's wild, and unquestionably, I mean, as you watched, you know, we kind of looked at it in the waning days of the campaign and saw that Doug Jones had shifted his strategy, not from simply focusing on the allegations that had been launched inside the Washington Post and other places, Gloria Allred sitting next to that accuser, all about sex allegations and the idea that he was conducting himself, carrying on relationships with young girls in the 1970s. You would think those allegations would have been enough, but Doug Jones had moved into the territory of racism, segregation, trying to paint Roy Moore as being a racist, essentially, and playing that card over and over and over in campaign events, in campaign mailers, and then on that last day having a Barack Obama robocall that was directed at black voters in the state of Alabama. Their belief, and this held up based on the turnout, was that they were going to be able to get the black vote to help them get pushed over the top in Alabama. And it came through.
Yeah, and I think another way of phrasing it is Hillary Clinton's voters came out and voted for Doug Jones. Something like 93.5% of the people of Hillary Clinton's raw vote total arrived and voted for Doug Jones, whereas only 49.8% of Donald Trump's voted for Roy Moore. So, you know, where's the energy? Where's the enthusiasm? It's on the Democratic side. And if you're a Republican and you're looking forward to other elections, it could, and you know, couple that with the Virginia election last month, it could be really bad news, and it could be a huge tidal wave.
Let's go to the phones now. Michael in Upper Marlboro calling in this morning with an assessment of how he thinks this happened. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, I blame Mitch McConnell for this. He told those voters in Alabama, if you seat him, we're going to take him out of office. And they probably just said, we might as well not vote. Because even if we put the man in office, he's going to be pulled back out. When you have your own party fighting against you, there's no way you're going to win.
Yeah, I was confused a little bit by the strategy, because I realize as McConnell came into this and others, I'm sure they earnestly believe that Roy Moore was unfit as an ethical matter to be in the seat. But as Michael's saying here, they wounded him so much at the outset that it really did help Democrats in terms of giving an opportunity for a Doug Jones to, say, win the seat. And I was always kind of confused by, well, why don't they, like, look, you can answer the press, be like, these are shocking allegations. If they're true, they're horrific. And that's it. Kind of leave it there. Wait until the election's over. And if your plan is to eventually unseat him, do all that after the election. Then that gets you in a process where you can have another special election. You can have another Republican take the seat. Instead, now what you have is a Democrat has taken the seat, and you've lost a vote in the Senate. And you've lost the ability to, like, tactfully move ahead.
Yeah, look, I don't want to let Mitch McConnell off the hook or anyone. I think there's a ton of blame to go around, and I think some in the White House, some and a lot in Alabama, most probably in Alabama, and plenty in Congress and among establishment Republicans. But, I mean, coming around and supporting Roy Moore, I think, was just a bridge too far for a lot of people. And, I get that strategically maybe Mitch McConnell shouldn't have, you know, maybe he shouldn't have done what he did strategically. But I think as far as standing up for the Republican Party and whether they're going to be sided with child predators or accused child predators, I think that's, I mean, what's the correct solution?
I'm with you. I don't think in any way that the answer was for him to voice support for Roy Moore. It was just to slow his criticism until after the actual election had happened. Just like, let the guy get into office and then instantly knock him out in order to get into a position where you can put another Republican in that seat, rather than now having a Democrat sitting in it until 2020. That's the concept. But I imagine this morning, though, McConnell's probably feeling pretty satisfied with himself. Not because he lost a seat in the Senate, but because he feels like, you should have listened to me.
Right.
You should have put Luther Strange should have survived and made it all the way through back and stayed in the Senate. In the view of Mitch McConnell, also the other dynamic here is the Steve Bannon component. Bannon running against McConnell, supporting Roy Moore, being the guy who's saying that this is like getting into this insurgent movement to drain the swamp, especially of establishment Republicans. McConnell probably feeling somewhat satisfying, vindicated this morning, that he feels like his opponents on the Republican side did not succeed.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is it. I don't think you can overstate what a big failure this is for the White House. They have already been, their agenda has been blocked systematically by many Republicans, and now they have one fewer Republican vote. The Obamacare repeal blocked by one vote. Forget it now. I mean, and not just that, here comes another vote for President Trump's impeachment. I mean, when Democrats turn to impeachment, here's another vote. And I think if you're Donald Trump, you're sitting in the White House. Obviously, we're getting a little bit of ahead of ourselves.
Well, the president spoke out about this last night, and we'll share that with you in a moment. It's 5:15 now, though. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A pretty decent start here, Vince. No problems on 95, Maryland or Virginia, getting toward the Beltway. 270 out of Frederick as you come off of 70, merging slowly right now just to get past the Monocacy, so keep a close watch on that. And a reminder that the closure is in effect, long-term closure. Maryland's 355 each direction, shut down at the Monocacy River Bridge. That still could take several weeks, crews are saying, as they do repairs to the bridge damaged by an earlier crash. So 270 is your route through that stretch. No problems here into town. 295 if you're coming off of 50 or the BW Parkway, good on the New York Avenue. Now from Garage Door, repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
AM 630.
Today, partly cloudy, windy during the morning, a high of 37 degrees. Tonight, considerable cloudiness, a few flurries or snow showers possible, a low of 32. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy skies with a high of 41 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, is 23, 517 on WMAL.
To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Part of the problem with this campaign is we've been painted in an unfavorable and unfaithful light.
An unfavorable light. That's how Roy Moore characterized this. The President of the United States tweeting last night, around 11 o'clock last night, congratulations to Doug Jones on a hard-fought victory. The write-in votes played a very big factor, but a win is a win. The people of Alabama are great, and the Republicans will have another shot at this seat in a very short period of time. It never ends. It's the President's reaction to all of this. Getting your reaction this morning, why do you think this all happened, and who's to blame, really, for Roy Moore's loss here, for the fact that the Republicans have lost a reliable seat in the Senate out of Alabama this morning? Getting your reactions, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Let's go to Richard in Bristow this morning. Richard, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Ben. This election was honestly lost in the primaries. They had a chance to vote for a legit conservative, Mo Brooks. They could have voted for a benign Republican, kind of go along, get along, Luther Strange. Trump wanted Strange, but yet the MAGA voters in Alabama were too cute by half by voting for the dumbest guy in the entire state of Alabama. I mean, Roy Bannon's got to be the dumbest guy in America for backing the dumbest guy in Alabama.
Steve Bannon.
For backing
Roy Moore. Moore. Richard, it's an interesting point. I kind of wonder what Mo Brooks is feeling like today, especially because what you basically had was the Republican Party divided between the two other candidates. You had Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump go for Luther Strange. Then Trump, of course, in the end, going for Roy Moore after that was settled out. But you know, Mo Brooks, he could have had a shot there were it not for all of that division in the beginning.
Yeah. Fact is that Roy Moore's alleged child molestation, sexual, that's not even half of it. The guy thinks that blacks should be slaves because he was against the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. You know, he doesn't think women should vote because he's against, you know, any amendment after the 10th was a problem for him.
Right.
This is the dumbest guy in the entire state of Alabama, and the people thought they were sending a message. They wanted a Democrat.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you for your call this morning and your assessment. Let's go to Ryan, who's up next here in Mount Airy this morning. Ryan, good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning. I'm not going to make a comment about who's to blame, but I would like to drop back and look at the bigger picture.
Go for it.
You guys pointed out that the Democrats used racial hate to help get Doug Jones elected, and I'd like to remind you that racial hate was used over there in Virginia with the Latino Victory Fund. The Democrats are riding racial hate to victory right now, and the Republicans have got to come up with a coordinated campaign. They got to come up with a nickname. Maybe they need to refer to this as racial hate criminals, or I don't know, domestic racial terrorists. Come up with some kind of name, but they need to start counterpunching as a group, because if they don't, the Democrats are going to use this race card to win in 2018.
Yeah, this is a great point, Ryan, about Virginia. That Latino Victory Fund, people will remember that there was the advertisement against Ed Gillespie that included that F-250 truck chasing down minority children in the streets of Virginia. The Latino Victory Fund criticized in the waning days of the campaign. Gillespie goes on to lose. The Latino Victory Fund announces that they felt vindicated by all of it, and they stressed that they intend to do a lot more of that in the future. Incredible stuff. Terrible ad, by the way. Just objectively terrible. Let's go to Paul in Chantilly this morning. Paul, good morning. What did you make of the race yesterday?
I cannot believe people would give any credence to accusations that come out one month before the election, and they supposedly happened 40 years ago. Who is to believe that? What credibility would these accusers have? I don't understand.
Yeah, apparently, according to some of the exit poll data, it did play a role. It played a role yesterday in Alabama. And, you know, so often we've talked about this, Paul, and people said, well, it's up to, you know, the voters of Alabama to assess the credibility of these accusations. And apparently they did, Paul, and it didn't work out in Roy Moore's favor.
Well, it didn't help that the news media kept on saying credible accusations. Who is the news media to determine what's credible or not?
Right. Well, especially in light of all of the failures of credibility, especially over the past week or so that we've seen. Paul, one of the things I'd like to ask, though, just kind of as to play devil's advocate here for you, is when you watched Roy Moore answer these questions, were you satisfied with the way he was answering them?
I think he could have done a better job, but still, just the timing of the events, it's shocking that people are... I mean, you wait 40 years...
Right.
And you come out 1 month before the election. No.
Yeah, no, people, you can't be surprised when that happens in politics. You're right. Okay, thank you very much. More from you in a moment. 522 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Attention homeowners, Thompson Creek Windows will make your home more comfortable this winter and at the same time help you save on heating bills. This is Mary Walter and you need to call Thompson Creek Window Company now for your last chance to take advantage of 2017 pricing. Get $200 off every window with zero interest financing until July 2019. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company has over 37 years experience manufacturing superior windows in their local factory with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Thompson Creek eliminates the middleman markup. They design, build, and install windows made specifically for our climate and specifically for your home, giving you the best possible value and peace of mind. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK or go to thompsoncreek.com. Get $200 off every window and no interest financing until July 2019.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're rolling along pretty well here. 66 for our early start out of Gainesville and up through to the Beltway and continuing inside the Beltway. No problems on 395 Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. That checks out fine. Dolly Madison Boulevard and McLean at Lewinsville Road. Lights not working. Police there to direct you through. 270, a little bit of volume now as you come out of Frederick off of 70 down toward the Monocacy. Briefly again at 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much colder air now settling in. Factor in the wind, and it's a chilly start. Cold finish today, 37 with gusty winds out of the west. Round of flurries or snow showers tonight, 32. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 23 degrees, 526 on WMAL. We're talking about Doug Jones besting Roy Moore in Alabama. It happened, ladies and gentlemen. Special election over. Doug Jones is the victor. Roy Moore at this hour still is not conceded. But the spread is big enough that it won't be triggering that recount in Alabama. Getting your reaction this morning, why do you think this all happened? Roger in Bethesda up next here on Mornings of the Mall. Good morning, Roger.
Hi, good morning. I think when it's over, we'll have to see the exit polls. We'll find out a lot of Republicans did not go out to vote. They could not vote for Moore. Last year here in Bethesda, in the heart of liberalism, at the poll I go to every week. Every year, it was empty all day. People would not go out and vote for Hillary. They wouldn't vote for Trump. They knew Maryland was a safe state. Maybe the Republicans in Alabama figured it would go Republican no matter what. But I think we'll find out quite a few just would not show up and vote.
Right. So you think maybe in this case it's just a state of sort of kind of believing that it was going to happen anyway, that there was no chance Roy Moore loses and the Republicans don't lose. Why do I need to go out and vote? Why do I need to take off from work?
When they can't stomach the candidate, and maybe they couldn't because of the charges, they said, I'll take the risk, won't vote.
I bet. Yeah, I'm sure you're right, Roger. Some combination of those things. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Paul in District Heights real fast here. Paul, good morning. Go ahead,
pro-abortion lobby, the anti-God lobby, they won. They were able to smear Mr. Moore. I'm really sad for that state and for the country.
Thank you very much, Paul. Yeah, and the abortion playing a big role, especially as Republicans pointed out that he's that Doug Jones is for all but full-term abortion. 528 on WMAL.
If you missed the boat on the hot real estate market, I hear you, but don't worry, because my friends over at Renter's Warehouse make renting your home easy, fast, and worry-free. And get this, it could make you more money in the long run. It's Larry O'Connor to explain that Renter's Warehouse is the master of rent-a-state. Their pros will market your property, find great tenants, collect the rent, and handle any maintenance coordination 24/7. They'll even warranty your tenant for free. Also, you can rest easy and get the value your home is really, really worth. With property management at just $99 a month, you can be sure you're in good hands with Renter's Warehouse, especially in a slowing market. Visit renterswarehouse.com today and sign up for a free home rental price analysis to find out how much your home will rent for. Or call a rent-a-state advisor today at 202-897-2822. That's renterswarehouse.com or call 202-897-2822.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you see President Trump's tweet about Kirsten Gillibrand yesterday? It was definitely a Rorschach test for the way you view the President of the United States. The media, of course, lit its hair on fire, we'll tell you. 5:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Alabama is sending Democrat Doug Jones to the U.S. Senate.
Doug Jones pulled off what a Democrat hasn't been able to do for decades in Alabama.
I think that I have been waiting all my life, and now I just don't know what the hell to say.
Claiming a victory in the special election for U.S. Senate to fill the vacancy left by Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Tonight is a night for rejoicing. As Dr. King liked to quote, the moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
In Montgomery, Alabama, I'm Natasha Chen.
Virginia election officials gathered today to begin the first of four recounts in close Virginia House of Delegates races from last month. They'll be recounting the votes in the 40th House District, says General Registrar Fairfax County Cameron Sasnett.
We have our absentee ballots that have to be counted, and that's a significant number. You know, the largest precinct in entirety of Virginia It's Fairfax County's absentee precinct when it's reported.
In that 40th district race, incumbent Tim Hugo outpolled Democrat Dante Tanner by 106 votes. Gunshots last night at dinner time outside a McDonald's restaurant in Germantown. Two men were shot and wounded as some of the bullets shattered the glass of the restaurant on Gunners Branch Road. Police say they may be looking for two suspects. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,505. The NASDAQ at 68,62. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. Brayden Holtby racks up 25 saves as the Caps beat the Avalanche. The Wizards rally but fall short, losing to Brooklyn. College basketball, a win for Maryland, a loss for George Mason. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Some mornings, opening your eyes is hard, but LifeLock's eyes are already open to a wide range of identity threats. Stuff you can't see by just monitoring your credit. If something happens, U.S.-based specialists can work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
Sean Hannity here. I've told you before about the two failed foreign-owned solar companies that are based here in the U.S. and their effort to convince President Trump to impose steep tariffs that would put tens of thousands of Americans out of work. President Trump knows sometimes tariffs can help American companies thrive, but in this case, well, it's the American factory worker that would lose. And for what? To bail out two foreign companies that are exploiting American trade laws? Now, if that's not bad enough, now an unelected, unaccountable commission full of Obama-appointed bureaucrats has recommended to President Trump that he side with Obama foreign cronies. All right, so what is the president going to do? Well, the president's just too smart to not understand the complexities of these issues here. The lines are clear, and the president always stands up for the American workers and always stands up against the swamp that allowed these companies to survive, in some cases, on your dime.
Stand up for American workers. Paid for by Solar Powers America.
I drive I-66. Now I can drive into D.C. for early meetings.
Now anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour.
Now I can leave work and be back before daycare closes.
And I can get back for dinner.
If you're driving alone, pay a toll with Easy Pass. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex.
I drive I-66.
Get your Easy Pass or Easy Pass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Cars for kids, K-A-R-S, cars for kids, 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids, K-A-R-S, cars for kids, 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting votes and real estate donations.
The one-on-one financial radio show with Mark Zamperini. Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. here on WMAL.
You find everyone is so different in the world and every way that they've accumulated. Some people may have real estate. You know, that's all different. We help you coordinate what you have and turn it into a lifetime income you can't outlive. That's up to you what you do with it from there.
That's the one-on-one financial radio show with Mark Zamperini. Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. here on WMAL.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a pretty good start here around the region. Just some of the volume delays that we see mornings here early on out of Frederick on 270 as you merge on toward the Monocacy, again Urbana into Hyattstown. Beltway still checking out fine. Fingers crossed here. Doing great here. Maryland and Virginia. Getting up to the Beltway, Virginia 95. It's been a good ride out of Stafford, heading up through to Dumfries. Heaviest stretch will be Dale City to Woodbridge, just exactly where we're seeing that volume in that stretch every morning, too. On 210 northbound, as you head between Palmer Road and Livingston Road, a little bit below speed. Now, GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine mixed with some clouds today. Windy 37 will feel colder with a wind chill. Low 30s tonight, suburbs colder with some flurries and snow showers. Could dust the ground in spots, maybe a light accumulation. morning. Partly cloudy on Thursday. Still quite windy and cold, 41. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 23 in Warrenton, 21 in Greenbelt, 23 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, 5:37 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up 6:35 this morning, we'll be joined by Cal Thomas. You always like to hear from Cal. 7:05, James Rosen of the Fox News Channel. Excellent reporting going on over at Fox News. James will share it with us. 7:15, E.W. Jackson will be with us. He's running for Senate in the state of Virginia. Talk about his candidacy this morning. And then at 8:05, we'll be talking to Byron York from the Washington Examiner. Always nice to have him. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais. And in today for the vacationing, Mary Walter, Washington Free Beacon contributor, Daniel Halper. Good morning, Daniel.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Nice to have you, sir. Daniel, did you see the Trump tweet with Kristen Gillibrand yesterday?
Yeah, I saw it, and I didn't think anything of it. I just thought, there's like another tweet. He's going after Democrat.
Yeah, this is the tweet. Let me just share this with everyone if you haven't heard it yet, and then we'll kind of get through all of the nonsense that we saw yesterday. Yesterday morning, 8:00 in the morning, the president of the United States tweets the following: Lightweight Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a total flunky for Chuck Schumer, and someone who had come to my office begging for campaign contributions not so long ago and would do anything for them, is now in the ring fighting against Trump. Very disloyal to Bill and crooked. Used. Very disloyal to Bill and crooked. Crooked being crooked Hillary Clinton. The trick here, apparently, in this tweet is are the following words. Begging for campaign contributions not so long ago and would do anything for them. That just set off everybody, apparently. Because I all of a sudden, I noticed on Twitter yesterday, Democrats everywhere, to include the press, reacted by accusing the president of the United States of saying that Kirsten Gillibrand was willing to trade sexual favors for political ends. For herself, for her own advancement. That was what Democrats read into the president of the United States' tweet. Now, I'm willing to believe that Trump likes to, you know, be coy and, like, tweet things that don't fully say what he's trying to say, i.e. when he tweeted about Joe Scarborough and the Florida mystery.
Yeah.
He tweets about the Florida mystery. Everyone sort of reflexively knew, he's referring to the fact that Joe Scarborough, when he was a congressman, one of his aides ended up dying in the office. And the question was, how? And for a long time, there's been this sort of bizarre rumor that Scarborough had killed his own aide, right? So the president of the United States, it was like a direct inference when he actually tweeted that out. In this case, the idea that Kirsten Gillibrand is trading sexual favors to advance anything is an invention of the left. It's an invention of Trump's critics. It was the most bizarre thing I've witnessed, like one of the most bizarre things I've witnessed in the entire presidency, that people are reading into Trump's tweet this idea that he was saying something that vile about Kirsten Gillibrand. Now, she responded later that hour with the following: "You cannot silence me or the millions of women who have gotten off the sidelines to speak about the unfitness and shame you have brought to the Oval Office." This after she had called for her to resign on Monday. Also yesterday, Elizabeth Warren weighing in on all of this.
Which is my favorite response.
Elizabeth Warren, first of all, you'd think that she would come in and say something that wouldn't damage her ability to run for president in 2020. But all of a sudden now I think we're going to start seeing some backlashes to this tweet. This is pretty ridiculous. Listen to this, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to use some language you probably don't usually hear on morning radio, but that's because it's Elizabeth Warren. Are you really trying to bully, intimidate, and slut-shame Kirsten Gillibrand? Do you know who you're picking a fight with? Good luck with that, President Trump, the senator wrote, adding, nevertheless, she persisted. Slut-shame? Really? Like, first of all, let's just break down the etymology here for a second, like the language. If you're going to use that word, what are you saying about Kirsten Gillibrand? What are you declaring, Elizabeth Warren, about Kirsten Gillibrand?
She should not be ashamed of
Of your sexual proclivities. They're totally fine. but meanwhile, that's how Elizabeth Warren reacted to it. So, and That was one of the more hilarious additions to such a stupid story. The press firing on all cylinders about this. We've got some audio this morning of this is Cut 13, April Ryan challenging Sarah Huckabee Sanders yesterday, demanding to know whether or not the president of the United States or the White House would be apologizing for that tweet. Listen to this.
April,
is Gillibrand owed an apology for the misunderstanding of the president's tweet this morning? Because many, including the senator, think that it's about sexual innuendos.
I think only if your mind is in the gutter would you have read it that way. And so, no, Hunter.
No, it's not. What he said was open, and it was not mind in the
gutter. He's obviously talking about political partisan games that people often play and the broken system that he's talked about repeatedly. This isn't new. This isn't a new sentiment. This isn't new terminology. He's used it several times before. As I said a few minutes ago, he's used it several times before, referencing men of both parties, in fact.
Yeah, I mean, even if you go back through Trump's Twitter feed, you'll find all sorts of examples of him saying that men would do anything for political support, campaign contributions, whatever.
And that they were begging.
Or begging, right. Like, so he's an equal opportunity offender here in terms of just, like, accusing people of being, like, suck-up politicians, being swamp people. But again, there's nothing about the tweet, and I'm saying this as objectively as I possibly can. There's nothing about the president's tweet that was remotely sexual in nature.
But it is a perfect window into how people view Trump, right? So, as you said, if you view Trump negatively, you will read the worst things into anything President Trump does, anything. And if you inclined to like him or not, or if you're perhaps more fair,
right,
you know, you'll give him another benefit of doubt. It's really weird moment, I think. And this is like a perfectly encapsulates that.
It's telling, and it's sad when the press are the ones who assume malice on the part of the president and not wait for answers. More on this in a moment. 5:43 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve has released details of the latest counterstrikes against ISIL in Syria and Iraq. Task Force officials define a strike as one or more kinetic events that occur in roughly the same geographic location to produce a single, sometimes cumulative effect. All results reported are based on initial assessments by ground and air. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, with the end of summer comes a new school year, colder weather, and before you know it, the dreaded open enrollment season. And with the state of healthcare reform today, with all of its uncertainties, how are you expected to make informed decisions for you and for your family? Take back control of your healthcare, like I did, by calling Dr. Jones with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. Since becoming a patient of Principal Medical Group, there's no confusion about who, where, and when to call when I need a doctor, because Dr. Jones and his team put my time and my care first. From convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care that we should all expect, I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office, call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore, Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway. We're checking you all out this morning early on. You are good to go. Suitland Parkway, no problems either. Now, we do have a little bit of volume this time in the morning. No surprise building here. 270 especially as you come out of the Frederick area through Urbana and Hyattstown. Virginia, 95, Dale City toward Woodbridge. 66, no early issues as you come in from the west on the toll road and Greenway. Also checking out fine. So nice start here to the rush. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty northwest winds ushering in colder temperatures. A couple of cold days coming up. Maybe a little bit of snow tonight. Sunshine mixed with some clouds today. Windy 37. Will feel colder with a wind chill. Low 30s tonight. Suburbs colder with some flurries and snow showers. Could dust the ground in spots. Maybe a light accumulation. Partly cloudy on Thursday. Still quite windy and cold. 41. I'm meteorologist Ray Sijic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 23 degrees, 547 on WMAL.
Ready, set, holiday. With Dunkin' Donuts Holiday Coffees. Try a peppermint mocha latte or a brown sugar cinnamon iced macchiato and set your mood to merry. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
So President Trump just tweeted about Senator Kirsten Gillibrand after she called for him to resign yesterday amid sexual misconduct allegations. This is the President of the United States tweet. Lightweight Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a total flunky for Chuck Schumer and someone who would come to my office begging for campaign contributions not so long ago and would do anything for them.
What is that? And would do it. Apparently they had a live audience yesterday for Morning Joe, which is what you need when you read a dramatic tweet. You need a live audience reacting to it. Also, by the way, Mika's emphasis, and would do anything for them.
Which is, of course, not in the tweet.
No.
It's not like that's capitalized or that's italicized.
No, not in any way. In fact, it's a parenthetical. It's like the smallest way to add words to a sentence. Anyway, so Mika going crazy. Here's more from Mika Brzezinski yesterday, because I just can't resist. I have to share this with you.
Okay, so I just want to say something beyond the fact that is reprehensible that the President of the United States would say something so derogatory.
Remember
and disgusting
how much she loved
about
him.
A woman. We're not surprised, Mr. President. You do it all the time. You treat women terribly, and you treat the women around you even worse. And you treat women like punching bags because it's fun for you because you are intimidated by women. That's your problem.
I don't know. I mean, the entire White House communications shop is, like, dominated by women. I mean, and he's, like, Hope Hicks, like, runs everything at the White House. Ivanka Trump gets to run roughshod over the policy stuff. The women are having a pretty good time, actually, at the Trump White House. But according to Mika, he hates them. And he's just intimidated by them, and that's the problem.
Yeah, and, you know, you alluded to it earlier, but it's funny because that show was so pro-Trump so early. It drove, I think they lost friendships over it, and I think it drove a lot of people mad in the establishment. That is the most establishment show of all, you know, of all political shows. And yet, you know, they came around, they turned on their friend, and now he can't do anything. He can't even tweet about the swamp being swampy,
right,
without him getting attacked.
Well, yeah, I mean, and this fits the vein of any time the president, or Trump specifically, mentions something about a woman at all that he disagrees with, it's framed as sexist. It's, oh, well, this is clearly sexist. Look at you attacking a woman.
Yeah.
Like, what?
And also lost in this, it's not like Gillibrand, it's not like this was totally unwarranted. Gillibrand called for President Trump to resign the day before, right? So this is like, why is she able to call for his resignation and he's not allowed to say, you know, to fight back?
Right.
It's like, how come that's being lost?
And especially within the context of, like, Kirsten Gillibrand, severely loyal to Bill Clinton up until, like, I don't know, a week ago when she said, yeah, that he should have resigned.
It is ironic. I mean, of course, it's, like, complicated, right? Because Trump himself is a campaign donor to Gillibrand, you know, because New York developer,
yeah,
New York senator.
That's right.
They do have a relationship. It's It's on a bunch of levels. It's like a very weird
thing.
Yeah,
but remember, he built that in into his campaign. He explained that. He's like, look, this is the game I play.
Exactly,
I gave money to these politicians. I bought them. And now I'm going to overturn that system.
And in a way, he's indicting her for accepting his campaign donations.
Look, and if you think that was sexist, listen to the way he talked about Mitt Romney. And imagine if he had said this about Kirsten Gillibrand, what Mika Brzezinski would have done yesterday.
That was a race, I have to say, folks, that should have been won. That was a race that absolutely should have been won. And I don't know what happened to him. He disappeared. He disappeared. And I wasn't happy about it, I'll be honest, because I am not a fan of Barack Obama. And that was a race that I backed Mitt Romney. I backed him. You can see how loyal he is. He was begging for my endorsement.
Begging.
I could have said, Mitt, drop to your knees. He would have dropped to his knees. He was begging. Sure.
By the way, he didn't say that about Kirsten Gillibrand, but that's how he treats men. Everyone wants to be treated equal. Trump's got that for you. 5:51 now, time for Al Rushbo.
It is as predictable as the sun rising in the east. After their comrade Al Franken promised to quit, three Democrat senators are calling on President Trump to step down. Stooge number one was Bernie Sanders, said on Meet the Depress that Franken felt it proper to resign. And since Trump has been accused of assaulting many women, he ought to consider doing the same. Stooge number two was Jeff Merkley of Oregon, said that Trump should resign because he has a terrible track record with a number of women. He said the press or somebody should take another look at the women making those accusations. Stooge number three, none other than overrated Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey. He accused Trump of having a far more damning track record than Al Franken, so Trump ought to follow Franken's lead. And you liberal Democrats wish it were that easy. Here's the big difference. Your drive-by media buds spent a year arguing these allegations should have disqualified Donald Trump from office, but it didn't work. He got elected. There's nothing you can say now that'll make Trump resign or even cause Trump supporters to demand his resignation. So speaking frankly, the best thing you can do is what you told the country to do when Clinton was your guy, and just move on and stop trying to pretend that these phony little operations that you have here are legitimate news stories, because none of this is real, you bunch of fakers.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else, we'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Just to keep alerting McLean, 123 Dolly Madison Boulevard, accident damage to the utility signal box there. So police directing through that intersection. That's 123 at Lewinsville Road. 66, here we come in from the west. A little bit of volume through Manassas. 95, same story, heading toward the Occoquan. No problems, wide open. 395, main HOV lanes getting across the 14th Street Bridge. Southeast, Southwest Freeway, good. Good over Anacostia crossings here early on. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quick moving system may bring some light snow or flurries tonight. Sunshine mixed with a few clouds today. Fairly windy and cold, 37 degrees, and maybe a light dusting of snow during the nighttime hours tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 23 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Duluth Trading Company.
Tis the season to steer your sleigh to the Duluth Trading Store and give the gift of ouchless crouching ballroom jeans, crack-covering long-tail tees, and buck-naked underwear that feels like it's not even there. Duluth Trading in Manassas off I-66 near the Battlefield exit.
Attention homeowners, Thompson Creek Windows will make your home more comfortable this winter and at the same time help you save on heating bills. This is Mary Walter and you need to call Thompson Creek Window Company now for your last chance to take advantage of 2017 pricing. Get $200 off every window with zero interest financing until July 2019. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company has over 37 years experience manufacturing superior windows in their local factory with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Thompson Creek eliminates the middleman markup. They design, build, and install windows made specifically for our climate and specifically for your home, giving you the best possible value and peace of mind. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK or go to thompsoncreek.com. Get $200 off every window and no interest financing until July 2019.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832653, consumeraccess.org.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'll get right to the point with a smart recommendation. If you're planning on selling your home, call my friends and trusted realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah will guarantee the sale of your home, or they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed in writing. They're confident that they'll sell your home because they already have over 5,500 exclusive buyers looking to buy right now. Who you choose to sell your home is critical. Debbie and Sarah net their sellers 6% more on average. That's $30,000 more on average. It all adds up to results. The Reynolds team sold over 400 homes over the past 12 months. To the point, guaranteed sold, ready buyers, netting more dollars on average, and selling your home faster. It's why hundreds of families chose the Reynolds team to sell their home and why you should too. You get the point. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
All right, coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we're going to talk about those Alabama special election Senate results. Roy Moore losing to Doug Jones. We'll give you a breakdown of that, the numbers, how that happened, and everyone else's reaction to it. And also, Cal Thomas is going to be joining us here in the next hour. Additionally, a naked man was seen running around Dulles. What was going on yesterday? We'll tell you all about that bizarre story. 6 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk.
News.
Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Alabama voters have spoken, but Republican Roy Moore is vowing that the special Senate election is not over.
Though the Alabama Republican Party has declared a Doug Jones victory, multiple news outlets have declared a Doug Jones victory. Doug Jones has given a victory speech, and the President, Donald Trump, has congratulated him on his win. Roy Moore is refusing to concede this election. We heard from his campaign chairman, Bill Armistead, who was citing an Alabama law that requires a recount if the margin of victory is within half of a percentage point, even though it was showing Doug Jones up much higher than that at the time that they said that. But Moore told his supporters to go home and sleep on it. But at this point, it just seems like it's a matter of time before he concedes.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. As it stands right now, Republican Tim Hugo is the winner of the 40th District House race in Virginia, but a recount begins today because Hugo's margin of victory was just 106 votes. Cameron Sasnett is general registrar in Fairfax County.
If there's a change in the winner, they'll order the state board to direct the new winner to be declared the new winner. And to rescind the certificate of election for the current winner.
Today is the first of four recounts in close House races in Virginia. The outcomes of those recounts will determine which party controls the Virginia House of Delegates. Two men were shot last night around dinner time outside a McDonald's restaurant in Germantown. Gunfire shattered a window at the restaurant on Gunners Branch Road. The two wounded men took shelter inside the restaurant. The gunman took off. Police say one victim has non-life-threatening injuries. The condition of the other man is just not known. The numbers are in from the first week of tolling on I-66 inside the Beltway, and VDOT says things are happening exactly as they intended.
Yes, tolls like $40 for single drivers grabbed the headlines, but only a few dozen cars ended up paying that, says VDOT's Michelle Holland.
The average prices during the morning peak hours were $10.25.
And as a result, traffic's moving faster from end to end.
Travel times could be completed that distance in about 10 to 12 minutes.
Versus up to a half hour this time last year. Those surface streets like Arlington Boulevard and Lee Highway are doing okay too, she says.
We're not seeing any problems on these roadways.
She says despite calls from some lawmakers to cap or even suspend the tolls, there are no plans to change anything right now. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro commuters, be aware, Red Line trains between Brooklyn and Fort Totten and Fort Totten to Tacoma will experience delays because crews have discovered that a 40-year-old communications cable needs to be replaced. Red Line trains between Shady Grove and Glenmont will run every 10 minutes. Montgomery County leaders are taking a new tack in the fight against opioid abuse. They're considering lawsuits, says County Executive Ike Leggett.
I decided to reach out and, if need be, force legal action against the manufacturers and distributors of opioids who manufacture these drugs and they market them in such a way that they really downplay the addictive nature of many of these drugs.
A lawsuit could try to recoup costs.